know, and it's tough to measure. But I think on first on the issue of, you know, what is the economy doing, we've got a couple indications just in the last day that I think show that are showcasing kind of this one step forward, two step back kind of recovery that seems to be starting. For instance, yesterday we got statistics showing that the housing market is stabilizing, continuing to stabilize. Builders broke ground on more single-family homes for a fifth consecutive month, which is very good news. But at the same time, we saw other reports that showed that there was weak demand for goods, so that dragged down prices for both raw materials and finished goods by a record margin. So that's not good. And then you look at, we had the chief economist, the top economist for the International Monetary Fund, I thought had a good quote saying the turnaround will not be simple. The crisis has left deep scars, which will affect both supply and demand for years to come. This economist was talking about the global recession, but I think it's very accurate for the U.S. too. Growth is coming, but it's not going to be strong enough to reduce unemployment for a good while, and people are talking about this jobless recovery. So if you continue to have unemployment rising, more people losing their jobs, even if you're seeing some other signs of the economy prospering and recovering, you know, since consumer spending drives so much of the economy, and with, you know, people not having that income if they don't have their jobs or they're still worried about losing their jobs, it's not going to be a robust economy, and that's a real problem for Congress and the administration.
And Jody, the federal government has really launched a symphony of responses to the downturn, and really dating back to the waning days of the Bush administration. So you have the stimulus bill, or two stimulus bills, we should say.
Right.
And the second one, the big one, actually has put technically less money into the economy than the first one did, because most of the money is still unspent. And so it's hard to evaluate that one. But then there's TARP, and that most of that money has been spent and sent out into the economy. And then there's the financial overhaul, the regulatory apparatus that's being looked at. And that's not really gone very well, gone very far yet. So all you really have is TARP. And how much evidence is there of what that's actually done in terms of its effect on the economy? Do we know?
Yeah, and I think it's so tough to measure, and I think this is something the administration is dealing with right now. They're getting criticism for, you know, we've heard this at these infamous town hall meetings. Well, you know, you spent all this money, and what has it done for us? And, you know, if you go driving on certain roads, I just drove up to Canada, you know, through Pennsylvania, you see TARP spending, stimulus spending on road projects when you're sitting in traffic there. But, you know, it's hard to measure this. And as you said, so much is unspent. In terms of TARP, I think a lot of that, again, we are not going to know how that affected the economy per se. It's very tough to measure. What the administration says is things would have been awful. Things would have been dire. We would have seen many more huge bank failures and really perhaps a collapse of the nation's financial system had the TARP money not been spent. So it's kind of it's proving the negative kind of thing.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor from Congressional Quarterly, about the economy and whether some of the stimulus and the other spending that members of Congress and the agencies are doing is actually working. All right, so talk about when Congress gets back and they really have to deal with their appropriations. And on top of that, they're going to deal with health care, some very heavy-duty issues. So will appropriations, do you think, take precedence over health care reform, or how do you think that will go?
Yeah, they've got an interesting situation. I mean, the House has made a lot of progress with their appropriations bills, so I don't think there's a problem there. It's really the Senate, as often is the case. They have to make floor time, you know, and Harry Reid has to get agreements to move things through. They're very, they really haven't even gotten through committee yet on health care overhaul. I think that if they decide not to do health care, or they decide it's too much of a political football, or a hot potato, whatever you want
to call it. Or tar baby.
Yeah, right. They may turn to the appropriations and say, well, look, we have to get our spending bills done, and, you know, we're just not going to be able to get to the health care overhaul. I think there's going to be pressure to get these spending bills done this year. They don't really have an excuse. They have the Democrats are controlling both houses of Congress handily and, with lots of votes, including in the Senate, the 60 votes, and they have a member of their party in the White House. So to say, well, we, you know, there was pressure from wherever place not to get these bills done, they can't say that this year. And I do think that could be used as a confidence issue in the 2010 campaign. So you can't even get your bill, your spending bills and your budget done. So I think that there will be some pressure on them to get a budget through. And it is, it's going to be a real interesting calendar issue if they try to get through a health care overhaul. Now, of course, if they take out a public option and do a, you know, much more limited health care overhaul, then I think that gets easier to get floor time to get through.
And, Jody, that almost becomes a political problem of its own. You know, how do you explain to the American people who are, at least half of them, it's hard to tell how many, are clamoring for health care reform, that it didn't get done because of Senate floor time?
Right, I know. It's not very sexy. It's kind of, well, the other problem that they're going to have, I mean, you know, they've got a lot of problems with health care, you know, as we've discussed before. But one of the ones that they're really going to face right now is within the their own Democratic Party. If they take out the public option, you know, if they do not have some kind of, you know, government plan in this, they're going to lose a lot of the liberals. And they've already started saying that in the House. Who have, you know, been pushing for this, and they're saying, look, we're not just going to let this go through with a couple changes here and there. So they're going to start, you know, you're going to start having people in their own, among the Democrats. And of course, some of these more moderate Democrats who've been out there now and hearing, you know, some of this anger. Now, who knows how much of this is drummed up and how much of it's real, but they're hearing from their constituents. And, you know, if they're in tight races in 2010, and many of them are, you know, they may start wavering. So they're going to have problems keeping their own caucus together on this issue.
And, I mean, you've been observing this kind of thing for a long time. And when the Republicans were in power in both the executive and legislative branches, the same issue in mirror form happened, where you had the outer edge of politics of that particular party, that would say the, what some would call the extreme right, pulling the party off what seemed to be a course that it could really govern by, and now you have what some would call the extreme left pulling the Democratic Party that way. So it seems to afflict parties when they have both houses of Congress and the presidency, doesn't it?
Right. It's a little bit of the be careful what you wish for problem. You know, having the numbers and having, you know, the, having control, then you have to govern. And how do you do that? How do you keep your party together, and how do you keep those issues? And again, you know, as we've said before, healthcare is such a complicated issue. They have tried overhauls, you know, since the Johnson administration, because it is so, it is complicated, it is emotional, and it is extraordinarily costly to do. And, you know, biting this off at the same time as you're trying to deal with the recession and having this recession continue, I think has been an extraordinarily hard task for the administration. And Congress is now feeling the effects of that complexity, I believe.